Tomorrow is First Friday, the day of our First Friday Arts segment. We mark the occasion with what I like to think of as First Friday Eve. We bring in musician, performer, and writer Josh Gross for a segment featuring bands coming to the region. It is called Rogue Sounds, and Josh is back in the studio with me in a somewhat different chair this time because of our fun drive, but always good to see you.
Yeah, and I don't know that that translates visually. Or, you know, this is an auditory medium, but I had to move across the studio to the other side for everyone out there in Radio Land.
I wonder if people can hear the difference.
I sound different?
Well, I've turned to my left now instead of to my right to see.
I'm seeing a whole different side of the studio, quite literally. It's not making for thrilling radio. We should probably move on.
We probably should. Let's go right to Mondegreens, shall we?
All right.
That is Mondegreens coming to the Brick Room in Ashland on the 5th of April, so tomorrow. So
yeah,
interesting stuff here. And I'm always amazed at the ability in today's world to recreate studio sounds on stage.
To a point. But I mean, it's a lot of times people use backing tracks. They use a lot of effects to like layer their sound. Sometimes they just bring a 12-piece band on the road. That's coming back into fashion in a way that wasn't for a long time, you know.
Which must be a trick fitting into some of the smaller venues.
Boy, is it ever. I've definitely seen bands where there's more people on stage than in the audience. They've got a great thick sound, though. But, I mean, it is the kind of – a lot of the new technology for music actually is making for, like, sort of what I call the golden age of the solo project, which is just the idea that, you know, like, you can go on stage with a limited number of performers. And the Mondegreens are a full band, but you can go on stage with a limited number of performers and use the sort of technology to thicken up your sound to sound like dozens of people, no matter what you want.
Where are Mondegreens from?
They are from Seattle. They come down here a couple times a year, good pals with a local band, Slow Corpse. And they're you know, kind of like one of the bigger, like, hit, like, touring acts that comes through town, which is why they come back. But I mean, I've always said that this is a fiercely loyal region. If you come here, people will like appreciate it and they'll like stick with you for the long haul, even if they don't like you that much. But luckily, the Mondegreens, you get the whole package. You get to like them also.
It's nice. Right, the whole package. What's the general demographic for the band goers in the Rogue Valley at this point? if you could sum it up, because I assume you go to a fair number of these.
I do go to a fair number. I don't know. I feel like it's a lot of times it's more where they're playing. I mean, every place has its own clientele, its own audience, and they tend to like bring in music that they think will serve that audience, and it tends to be a sort of reciprocal relationship. But I mean, your average, it's, you know, the one thing that's a little bit different about this region is usually you expect college age people, and here the college age, it's not as much the college age. It's usually more the sort of post college to like, you know, before you're sort of like settling in. So it's usually more in the like the 25 to 35 range, and then you get the kind of jump, and then you get the retiree range or the early retiree range, you know. So
silver hairs.
35 to 45, you were just out of luck. You know, but like on either side of that, you're probably
with kids at that point, probably. Yeah, not seeing a lot of bands. That was Mondegreens we just heard. Brothers Reed is next. Let's hear them.
Yeah, let's do that. Now the time is worn so thin. Now we do is talking about our heads. I don't know how much more we can lose to the time.
I always marvel at the great variety you bring in. That was so different from what we heard from Mondegreens. That is fun stuff, the Brothers Reed.
Brothers Reed, if you don't know them, what's wrong with you? Come on. They're local. They're one of Ashland's biggest bands right now. They tour like ferociously. They just, you know, hit, and you know, they have another band called Buckle Rash. And, you know, it basically the Brothers Reed was started as a side project.
Sorry, that's such a great descriptive image, Buckle Rash.
Yeah, well, it's a reference to the sort of how the paint gets scraped off the back of a guitar from Bell Buckles.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's called Buckle Rash. But anyway, they started this just two-piece side project, mostly just so they could play more gigs. And they started thinking like farmers markets and open mics. And then people were like really kind of gravitated towards that, and it picked up and up and up and up and up. And this is they're doing actually their album release party. I think this is their third. I want to say it's either third or fourth album. I apologize for not being able to remember that. And it's gonna be April 12th at the Criterion Theater in Medford. And if you want to go to that, if there are tickets left, there's only a handful left because this is a pretty popular band, and. It's a great album. That was the lead single off it. And like I said, they've just been touring like maniacs. And it's really fun to watch, to see someone just like go for it, put their back into it, and really like that hope is sort of breaking through.
Brothers Reed at the Criterion for their, if there are tickets left for their album release
party. And if there isn't, go stand outside and like shout at them at the back door. You know, they're cool dudes. Maybe they'll let you in.
Sounds fun. Okay,
rush the door. They can't stop you. There's more of us than there are of them, right? It's volunteers at the Criterion. What are they going to do?
Josh is not actually advocating anybody rushing the door.
Yeah, no, probably
This
not.
Is Josh Gross, and this is Rogue Sounds here on the Jefferson Exchange, our monthly visit to get up on bands coming to the region. We move next to, is it pronounced Douse or Dows?
Well, you know, they're Canadian, so I don't actually know. It could
so
be a pasta
deuce.
Pasta
it's
situation.
Dose.
Yeah, I genuinely don't know.
If it's a boat, you know, it must be Dose, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right, let's hear them.
Said you would not leave.
I mean, I just love that sound behind the singing.
It's it's a cool sound. You know, and like I said, they are from, they're Canadian, they're from Vancouver. This is kind of like a big sound in Canada right now, is that kind of, especially in Vancouver, that kind of like got a little bit of synth driven, some sort of reverb, a little like, you know, kind of like crossover between sort of like pop but a little sultry, but like a little beat behind it. A lot of bands coming out of there are really driving that. I think it's great too. I like it a lot. These guys like to sort of bounce around stylistically a little bit, you know, not to pin themselves down too much. I mean, everyone says that, but I think that's like really their core anchor sound. The big thing I think is when you get a chance to see a band from like Canada, Vancouver, you should take it, because like people don't realize how hard it is to actually jump that border. It's like, you know, it's not a long drive between Seattle and Vancouver, but you got to like do like work visas and like register as like a foreign thing.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
If you try to bring instruments or like t-shirts or stuff over the border, they stop you and they like,
oh, that's what you're going to have to customs.
Yeah. And you know, so like if you get a chance to see like you rarely see like small touring acts, you know, because by the time you're ready to like tour across the border, you usually got to have the resources to put behind it. So it's like a fairly big expenditure of effort just to cross the border for a little tour. So, you know, back them up, support the scene, you know.
That's Douse or
just
Dows.
Rush the door.
No. Yeah. That's Douse or Dows at Johnny B's in Medford on April 19th.
Yeah.
And then the band whose name I've just really been enjoying all week, Haiku d'Etat.
Haiku d'Etat.
It's not a problem that I can't fix, because I can do it with my bag of tricks. They plan for keeps and for kicks. But they build them with popsicle sticks instead of bricks. The time ticks, the atmosphere gets thick. I breathe in, it makes me sick to my stomach. If you got any kind of fix, I want it. Sometimes I think your addicts haunt it. But it's not. It's just me. So I keep on striking.
These guys, they travel a lot, don't they? I've noticed them in different parts of the world doing concerts.
Yeah, they do. Well, this is also, Haiku d'Etat is a side project of some of the founding members of Freestyle Fellowship. I mean, it's a very complicated, hip hop is a very complicated family tree, because, you know, people do verses for other people and they have like side projects that bloom for like a half an hour and everything like that. but these guys have been going back to this side project, you know, on and off for a decade or so. But consequently, they're all over the world with all sorts of different stuff. They've done some movie soundtracks, you know, lots of touring. But, you know, I love that. It's like you said, Haiku d'Etat, poetry takeover. You know, it's great. And I feel like I'm a sucker for a good, clever name, but mm-hmm. to me, it's because it kind of frames who you are. It's like a thesis statement. It says who you are, what you want to do. And when someone says, my band's called Haiku d'Etat, I'm like, all right, I'm there.
I don't think I would have necessarily expected it to be a hip hop operation, but it is. And, you know, but just a gorgeous combination of terms, Haiku d'Etat.
Yeah, and really lovely beats and flows as well. Like, I don't want to like get away from that, but like, yeah, there's some real talent, and this is a, like I said, this is a side project, so this is where when they're like, they've got something that doesn't fit neatly into the box, this is kind of where they put it, like that, like let the art lead you rather than sort of like the channel you're already on or the path you're already on. So it's great. And they've got They're coming through. It's going to be a good time.
That's Sound Lounge in Grants Pass on the 24th of April.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I saw that they just added another show in Ashland, but I didn't get the date on that one. So
okay, I'll see if I can
look that up online, see if you can find that.
Okay. And then a final band for this month's edition of Rogue Sounds is Power Man 5000. Okay, tell us about them.
So I love you. Sometimes you look at me. It was so weird, and it's great. I always try to mess with you. Anyway,
it's always appreciated.
The singer for Power Man 5000 is actually Rob Zombie's little brother. You're like, what? Rob Zombie?
Rob Zombie. Okay.
Yeah. Big rock star. And you know, this has been. They had a couple big hits in the sort of later '90s, and a lot of it's a lot louder, sort of like heavy, kind of industrial. But it's, you know, where like White Zombie had kind of focused on horror themes. These guys focused more on science fiction themes, and they do a lot of sort of pulp sci-fi. So you know, like their big album was Tonight the Stars Revolt. You know, and it's all kind of pulling from that golden age of science fiction stuff. But I love that song because it's just this kind of like weird, you know, spacey ukulele ballad about looking into the sky. But the thing that I think is so cool about these guys is that they just really put on a show. Like the last time I saw them play, the guitar player was wearing some like weird helmet with like light eyes that made him look like an alien. And he was like swinging his guitar strap around his neck, like a sort of like weird hula hoop. And, you know, and there was like, you know, and this is while everyone else was playing. He was like, I'm not going to play. I'm just going to swing my guitar around my neck. It was like, yeah, go for it. Who needs the music? The drummer's got it. He's holding it down, man. Go nuts. And I just love that. Cause you know, For a while, there's been a little bit of a dominant of like, we're about the artisanship, we're about the musician. I'm like, no, I want to see a show.
I want to see a show.
I want to see like Gene Simmons spitting blood and blowing fire, you know, like give me a show, you know. And these guys really get that. And they're playing the Armory.
On the 24th, I see.
Yeah. And, you know, for anyone who's interested in the sort of side, they're also running like an online contest, like an online poll for which local band gets to open, which I think is pretty cool. So just putting that out there in the world that I think that's cool, and I hope that continues to keep going.
That's great. So we'll have the full list of the people that you're bringing in this month in Rogue Sounds. And also, based on what you just said, Haiku Tata did add a show in Ashland at Orion's Irish Pub.
Oh, look at that.
On April 23rd at 8.
Cool.
According to Brown Paper Tickets, Josh Gross here with this month's edition of Rogue Sounds. Always good to see you.
Yeah, glad to be seen.